Sponsorship of this KQED podcast is provided by Menlo Park Dental Excellence, providing general dentistry with quality care to all patients, serving patients one at a time with no triple booking, flexible hours Monday through Saturdays, mpdentalexcellence.com.
I have fallen through the glass floor. Last year, I was working in a war zone, earning a great deal of money, flying in helicopters and riding in armored vehicles. Now I push a stroller, make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, wipe bottoms and noses, wash clothes and faces, and perform all the other unpaid tasks of caring for my two sons. I have entered a realm filled predominantly with women. When I go to the library for story time, or to a music together session, or walk my son to kindergarten, I see mostly women with their children. In addition, the vocabulary surrounding this type of work is decidedly feminine. I hear references about Mr. Mom and room moms at the school. At the beginning and end of the school year, there were organized social events for mothers. Even the New York Times blog about parenting is called The Mother Load. And there's a negative connotation to our work. One mother at the school suggested, "You must really be looking for work," after she saw me walk my son to school on several occasions. Despite the repeated claims that sons need fathers and boys need male role models, our society does not encourage this form of engagement. Ironically, if I pay a daycare center to care for my children, I can claim a tax deduction and credit. If I care for my own children, I get nothing. I am not certain what my sons need. I certainly cannot satisfy all of those needs, but I do know that it is important that I care for my children. We missed each other dearly while I was overseas, and I know that I would rather be caring for my sons than attending endless meetings and writing action memoranda, an oxymoron if there ever was one. I cannot say that I enjoy wiping noses, never mind bottoms. I don't imagine anyone does, but somebody must, and I do it when necessary. I do it because I love my children. Knowing that my actions are motivated by love rather than money or status provides me a great deal of satisfaction and a certain freedom. Despite the awkwardness, I am glad to be in the company of others who feel the same. With the Perspective, I am Nils Kaufman.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio.